Blog Talk Radio.
It's too young to be on that bridge. It's too young.
Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, a spiritual relationship healing expert helping men and women heal their bodies, their relationships, and their lives through love, author of the book Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, and director of HealthyBabyBoomersNetwork.com. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter how old you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Today, I'm speaking with Neil Griebling, the founder of the Encores Program and Future Design Studio, Incorporated, offering organic and holistic approaches to individuals seeking fulfillment and meaning in their lives. For years prior to his current projects, he was a planner, program developer, and fundraiser, raising millions of dollars for nonprofit organizations to design and fund innovative programs. His focus is now primarily on serving individuals, guiding and supporting them to realize their full potential. Neil Griebling comes to us with an interesting and varied background. He is certified by the Life Purpose Institute as a career consultant and coach, and by the To-Do Institute in Constructive Living, using Marita and Nikon practices. Combining his coaching training with his deep roots in both Christianity and Buddhism, Neil also received his chaplain certification. Prior to his current work, he created a nonprofit ecumenical organization, The Dwelling Place, that trained and placed volunteers to be compassionate companions to the sick and dying. So I'm delighted to introduce you to Neil Griebling. Welcome, Neil.
Well, thank you so much, Erica, for this opportunity. I think it's a wonderful program that you're presenting, and it's very relevant for today when the baby boomers are moving into their maturity and are looking for ways to live more fully in their view. And as they approach the end of their life, hopefully with joy and fully in meaning.
Well, you have certainly an interesting background, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about it from your own perspective. You know, what kind of training you've had or what background has led you to what you're doing currently.
Well, thank you. As you mentioned previously, the bulk of my working life was spent working with nonprofits in three states, Wisconsin, Oregon, and Pennsylvania, to help nonprofits design and implement programs that would benefit primarily our society's disenfranchised. And my specialty was on bringing in federal foundation and state dollars or contracts, and so that they could provide these services to their constituencies. Toward the end of that time, when I was in my middle 50s, I became disenchanted with that role because I knew that I was being called to do something else. I had no idea what that was. But I decided to take a leap of faith. I took some consulting contracts with me and then spent time to find out what, at age 57, I wanted to be when I grew up.
Wow.
And so what, and as you mentioned, I was influenced by basically three mentors, a life and career coach, a woman who was a Zen priest and Jungian analyst, and a fellow by the name of Greg Creech, who ran the Toto Institute, and that was a life way, if you will, called constructive living, developed by a cultural anthropologist by the name of David K. Reynolds. So I've incorporated all of that into my work, where for the last 12 years, I have created a organization called Future Design Studio, and I, out of that, I have created most recently the OnCourse program.
All right, so let's go back a little bit and maybe explain what the Toto Institute was all about and what you mean by constructive living. So we'll go into some pieces of this.
Sure. The Toto Institute was founded by David K. Reynolds. Reynolds is a cultural anthropologist who lived in Japan for many years, and he was fascinated by how the Japanese looked at mental illness, specifically a kind of neurotic individual that was self-absorbed, that was stuck, couldn't move forward in their lives, and who was led around by their emotions. And he drew from two Japanese psychotherapies. One was called Morita, in which the founder was a psychiatrist and who taught about what is controllable in our lives and what is not, and how we can rest in the present moment and still take action in our lives. So he emphasized that the only thing that we could really control, unless we had some neurological impairment like Tourette's syndrome, was our action. But to be able to act freely, that we had to let go of the negative reactive patterns that come out of our conditioning. Nikon therapy, on the other hand, is focused on the work of a Japanese businessman who developed this approach that emphasized how we are all interconnected with one another and all sentient life in the world, and how through self-inquiry we can ascertain that we are totally supported by the universe. And so Nikon therapy stresses gratitude for what the world provides, and it reduces significantly our feeling of being isolated from others.
That sounds beautiful.
Bringing them together was David Reynolds' achievement. And Greg Creech, who took over the Toto Institute, has carried on his work and has done a splendid way of taking Reynolds' ideas and bringing them more fully out into the world.
Wow, I particularly resonated with the Nikon, that sense that we're all connected, and coming from a businessman to recognize that.
Well, the interesting thing, Erica, is that Morita draws from Zen Buddhism, which is with its emphasis on direct action and self-power, if you will, and Nikon therapy draws from Pure Land Buddhism, which stresses devotion and a reliance on a power that's greater than ourselves. And taken together, that's a wonderful, they complement one another beautifully.
Right, because we can't just rely on the outside world or others. We have to take action and believe in ourselves, too.
Exactly.
So you did this incredible work, and then what led to Encores? Maybe explain what Encores is and what led you to create that.
Encores is a membership program for individuals and couples in midlife who are looking for more meaning, fulfillment, and abundance. The demographic includes individuals 40 through 65 and beyond. And through an intensive coaching process, I work with them, these members, to co-create a roadmap for life's second act and beyond. Encores really grew out of my work as a career coach. I found that my mission in that realm was to help people find rewarding work, or what the Buddhists would call right livelihood. And as I began coaching my career clients, I found that I often needed to help them address life issues such as finances, fitness, insurance, aging parents, funding a child's college education, and so forth. So that's how the germ for Encores took shape.
So when you say it's a membership site, is this an online membership, or do people come to a specific place?
It is. We have a website. It's Future Design Studio. Or you can also reach it by Googling Encores by Future Design Studio. And so the program is explained, and people can contact me and ask for a personal interview to see if the Encores program would feel right to them. And that initial consultation, of course, is complimentary and, you know, with no obligation. However, we also, the organization also exists in the real world here in Pittsburgh and the surrounding region, where people in my network refer people to me and suggest that they talk to me about Encores. So it's both virtual.
Do they come in person to a weekend or a week? I mean, how does that work?
Let me put it to you this way. They would find out from me primarily in two ways. As I said, by contacting me via my website or through a current member of Encores, or somebody that knows me and knows of my work. So they would come either as an individual or as a couple, and we sit down, and I ask them, I really inquire about their lives. What brought them to me? What are they looking for? Do they have plans for what they want to do later on in life? And these people, depending on their age, would have different viewpoints. People in their 40s are concerned with their children and maybe even trying to fund a college education. People in their 50s are more and more concerned about what are they going to do in retirement. Or in either of those groups, they might be wondering, well, do I want to stay in my marriage? What am I going to do with my aging mother or father? And so my job is to listen deeply to them and to draw them out on what are they seeking? They may have be living fully right now, but they want more of the same, and they want a game plan for the next decades of their life. On the other hand, they may be in much turmoil. They may be really worried about some aspect of their life and seeking answers. They may be almost in despair, kind of repeating Peggy Lee's question, is this all there is? And mm-hmm. So what I try to do in that first session is share with them, well, this is how the program would work. And perhaps you would like me to explain how that Encore program ties together?
Yeah, I would like a little more clarity, sure.
And they will meet with me over an extended number of sessions, and they will be also be given homework to complete during the interlude between sessions. And in the course of the coaching process, on the way to producing this roadmap or vision for their life, I have enlisted 25 people that comprise the Encore's resource team. These are specialists in business, in health, in finances, in personal development, that I know, I trust, they are extremely competent people of the highest integrity. And so, for example, if a couple comes to me and they're concerned about their finances and they're not satisfied with their own financial advisor, well, I can refer them to one of several people that are on the Encore's team. If they're mm-hmm. looking for a holistic health practitioner, I can refer them to several members of the Encore's team. In addition to that, Erica, on a monthly basis, we bring in specialists to give educational seminars and presentation on various aspects of midlife issues, you know, such mm-hmm. as divorce, such as lifelong learning, such as how do we deal with our aging bodies. And finally, mm-hmm. we also have usually a monthly or every other month, we have a special event, which might be open for a very modest fee to our members, and they may be concerts. They may be visits to museums. They may be where they'd be gathered up and attend an art gallery, or they may be involved in visiting various of the city's neighborhoods or going to Falling Water and seeing Frank Lloyd Wright's masterpiece.
So where does this take place? Is this in Pennsylvania, or is it in other places also?
We've started it here in Pittsburgh and basically southwestern Pennsylvania. We've talked about doing this, replicating this in other cities, but for right now, this is a recent development. We formally launched the program in this past October. And
oh,
so
really?
It's really quite new, and we want to be able to grow it and refine it and best of all, build a real community so that people going through meeting the challenges and opportunities of midlife and beyond, that they can find this other people who are grappling with the same issues and share their lives with one another.
It sounds wonderful. So I have a question. You have two different words. One is Encore, the other is Future Design Studio. So what is that?
Okay. Well, when I first left the world of fundraising, I wanted to find a name or found a company where I could help people design their lives. And the joke was, of course, that people thought at first until I could get the word out that I was either an architect or a construction company. So I had to do some skillful marketing to say, no, I help people design lives and careers that they love and find fulfilling. So that was the name that I chose. But it was a marketing challenge in the beginning. And Encores really is a program that we conceptually and symbolically house within Future Design Studio.
Okay. So that makes it more clear. All right. So you talked about some of the transitions that baby boomers go through in their 40s and 50s and 60s. So do you have some suggestions on how people might go through these transitions a little bit easier, or how they might be easier on themselves?
Yeah, well, I think that's an excellent question. I think we need to realize, first of all, that we're human beings, and this can be a life, especially in the larger world, that is filled with stress, and we're prone to all sorts of developments which we have no control over. And then there are the more immediate issues that affect us directly. So we need both to capture information that will help us and to apply approaches that would help us work with the negative reaction patterns that we've naturally developed as a result of our conditioning, our years of living. So what I ask people to do is, just because if you're feeling, for example, that you just don't know how to deal with an ailing parent, well, we can put you in touch with assisted living facilities, nursing homes, databases of care facilities, so that you can understand that process. And we can also help put you in touch with somebody that's maybe an attorney that can look at estate planning, et cetera. So it's important that our members get as much of the correct information that they need. Now, however, what I've also found in my work is that people naturally experience fear and resistance, especially if they're entering the unknown. They may have lost their job in this incredible economy, or they may have lost a loved one, and so they're in deep grief. So I emphasize to them in my work, I am not a psychotherapist. I do not pretend to be. I'm a coach. I also happen to be a chaplain, and I've worked with the dying and their families. So what I try to do on that front is to help people teach them approaches that would help them deal with their fears and resistance to do several things. First, to be able to relax in their body and their mind. Secondly, to understand how they carry aspects of their self that bring on stress and be able to release that within their bodies. And the third is to deconstruct belief systems that are really not true, but because we believe them, that we limit ourselves, we limit our capacity, we fear stretching ourselves to growth. So by furnishing people or ourselves, gathering more information, and then learning what our conditioning has been, what has been good, useful, and nurturing, and what has been, in the phrase, not so much. And so it's that that I try to work with on a emotional and psychological level with my clients as we co-create this roadmap.
Huh. So you talk about a life work discovery process. Is that what you were just talking about?
That's a part of it, yes. Life work discovery consists of several steps. Self-exploration to find out what you want your life and career to look like, putting together a design for that life and career. The part I just spoke about was working through blocks and barriers or working through your own fear and resistance. The other thing is to research the various options that are within you and are available to you. Finally, to put together an action plan, and when needed or where appropriate, to work with a coach or a mentor that will encourage you to implement your roadmap or walk the roadmap and to hold you accountable for doing so.
People really need a coach. It's very hard to do it all on your own.
I like your
approach with the action plan. It sounds wonderful.
Well, I had a small group, a pilot group of Encores members that I began working with this summer before our formal launch. And I feel, and they provided me with feedback and ways that they benefited from. And I felt very blessed that while there were some changes we needed to make, that they really felt that the program was what they needed, and they have been very lovely about passing the word on to friends and relatives that they think might benefit from Encores.
Now, it sounds like a much-needed program, and hopefully it will grow because, you know, lots of people could use this. Many people don't even realize they could use help. They're just quietly depressed or, you know, financially stressed, relationships are stressed. So you said that in this program you create a roadmap for the second half of life. And it's a collaborative effort between you and your clients. So how is this achieved?
Well, I first give them some diagnostic tests that deal with personality, spirituality, their health, and skills. And then I ask them questions that encourage them to turn inward and find their passions. So I may ask them to say, well, now I want you to float right in the middle of the Great Salt Lake of Utah. As the name implies, you can't drown. And if you think of the lake as a repository for all creativity, much like Jung's collective unconscious, I want you to ask yourself this question throughout your day. What would my life and career look like if I knew I couldn't fail? So that you're giving yourself permission to envision a life without limitations. Now, obviously, we will have to deal with realities as they come up. But most people tend to say, well, yes, I could do this, or yes, I could do that, but there's always the yes, but syndrome. And so these questions, and there are many of them,
no, it sounds great. I'm sorry, but we're starting to run out of time. So if you could quickly give the website where someone can reach you.
Absolutely, Erica. If you would like to visit www.futuredesignstudio.com, or you can call me at 412-480-3045.
Well, thank you so much for coming. And on our next show, I'll be speaking with Sharon Brothers from Caregivers Village. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report, How to Live to 100 and Beyond, and get a copy of the newly released book, Adventures in Manifesting, at createhealingandlovenow.com/manifesting.htm, or schedule a coaching or counseling session at drericawellness.com.